I want to bless especially those brothers and sisters who are being baptized today. I want to bless them with these scriptures. Okay? Through this baptism, we are going to be terminated, but we are also going to be the overcomers. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, let's look at some scriptures now. 12, 11. All right, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. You ready?
Ready.
All right, church, let's read it together. Loud voice. Begin. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their soul life even unto death. Amen. Can we go to the next verse? We'll come back to that verse, okay? Now, Genesis 1:26, begin. And God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And let them have the dominion over the flesh, the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Amen. There are two keywords here, right? Image and dominion. In the beginning, God created us in His image, right? For His expression. Also, to have dominion. To have what? Representation. His representation. Guess what? You and I, we are His representation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To what? To represent God, to deal with God's enemy. And you know what? Today, those of you who are being we're going to be baptized. We're going to stand as God's representation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only to express Him, but we're going to deal with God's enemy. Amen? Amen. God desires His church, His body, to be strong, to deal with God's enemy. And it's time for us to rise up and to deal with God's enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Because God has given us the authority. Let's check some of the scriptures now. Let's go to the next scripture. Okay, no. Okay. All right, ready? Begin. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus said, all authority, not some authorities. Jesus said, all authority. Everybody say, all authority.
All authority.
Now, you and I, we have all authority in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All authority has been given to me, given to Jesus. And now that authority has been given to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment you're being baptized today, remember, as many brothers shared today, that we're going to be baptized into His name, into person of Christ. So His authority now becomes my authority, our authority over our enemies. Amen. Let's go to the next scripture. All right, begin. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of enemy. Nothing will harm you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you're going to have authority over to trample over snakes, to enemies. All right? Now, to trample means what? That you are stepping on, right? You're stepping on. Now, where is your enemy? Where is our enemy? Where is God's enemy now? Huh? Spiritually speaking, He's already finished on the cross. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, it is finished, He's finished. And by the way, the enemies are under your feet. Can you see your enemies now? Go, see your enemies now. Under your feet. Now, what are you going to do with the enemy now? When you see your enemy under the feet, what are you going to do? You're going to say, hello, how are you? You're going to say that? No. What are you going to do? You're going to trample on it. Amen? Come on, everybody, listen there. Come on. In the name of Jesus, I crush you. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, nothing will harm you. Tell somebody, nothing will harm you.
Nothing will harm you.
Come on, you. Nothing will harm you. No. You can say it with me. Come on. Nothing will harm you. Go ahead.
Nothing will harm you.
Now you say more like it. Amen. Okay, next verse. All right? Okay, now we'll come back to our main text. Let's read it again. Begin. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony and their love, not their soul life, even unto death. Hallelujah. This verse tells us how to overcome the world. How to overcome the enemy. Okay? Now, those of you who are being baptized today, listen. God tells us today through this Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, how to overcome the enemy. Three things we can learn from this scripture. Ready? Number one. Let's go to number one. Okay? Blood of the Lamb. Everybody say, blood of the Lamb.
Blood of the Lamb.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Blood of the Lamb. There's a power in the blood.
Amen.
There's a power in the blood. Guess what? Satan is professional to accuse you all the time. He's very professional at it. He's very expert in accusing you. If you make small little mistakes in your life, Satan will come right at you and he will start accusing you, right? Then you're going to feel, oh, you feel hurt, right? And you're going to feel what? Condemned. You're going to feel what? Guilty. But you know what? We have the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, remember the blood of Jesus Christ has covered you. Amen. Remember the story of Passover, right? Yeah. When the Israelites, when they put the blood on the doorpost, and the spirit of death saw the blood of the Lamb, the spirit of death passed over. That's why it's called Passover. Guess what? Blood of Jesus has covered you, and the enemy will pass over. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot touch you, cannot harm you, because you are under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have to praise the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Right? So there's a simple song goes like this. Very simple song. So we need to praise the blood of Jesus. And we need to praise and sing about the blood of Jesus, actually. It goes like this. You know this song, some of you, right? Can we sing this song together?
All the blood of Jesus.
Just repeat, although.
All the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
All the blood of Jesus.
He makes me anew. He washes me anew.
Washes me anew.
Now you know, right? Let's sing one more time. To overcome the enemy through the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
There's the importance of the Lord's table meeting every Sunday. This is the reason why we need to join the Lord's table meeting and remind ourselves the importance of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we need to not only eat the bread of life, but we need to drink the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Second way to overcome the enemy. Now let's find the second. The words of their testimony. Everybody say the words of their testimony.
The word of their testimony.
Okay, talk to somebody. You can overcome through the words of testimony. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says your tongue has a power of what? Life and death. Life and death depends on your tongue, the words. Right? God created the heavens and the earth. Let there be light. Right? We are created in his image. Likewise, we have the power on our tongue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can speak and you can create. Amen? You become what you say. So Satan, listen, Satan is afraid when you use your words of testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Satan is afraid. Satan fears the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we have to open our mouth and speak up. We need to prophesize. Amen.
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 Oh, we reject the spirit of mute and spirit of deaf.
Amen.
When you come to church, you have to open your mouth. You have to say amen, because it is the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 And you have to call on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Right? Hallelujah. And it's the words of testimony, okay? Guess what? It's like this, okay? Satan comes to you to accuse you for something. Something that you have done wrong in your life. Now, what do you got to do? Huh? What are you going to do? Oh, I'm feeling guilty. Oh, I feel depressed. Oh, no. Why am I hearing this so many times around us? So many people are depressed. Isn't that true? Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to live by faith, not by our emotion.
Amen?
Amen. Oh, those who are being baptized today, remember, we live by faith, not by emotion. We live by faith, not by our sight. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when those things come, what you got to do? Okay? Now, Brother Lee actually gave us a simple prayer. When you find a brother who's possessed or hindered by the evil spirit, or you yourself being hindered by the spirit, this is how you pray. You have that prayer? Okay. All right? I like this prayer. Brother Lee suggested, right? Can we read this together now? Pray for casting out the demons, right? No. One, slowly together. Ready? All right, let's declare. Begin. Demon, I come. No. you don't sound like you're casting. You're like, welcome, demon. You have to mean it, amen?
Yeah.
Come on, we have to exercise our spirit, amen?
Amen.
Come on,
amen.
Don't just read it, but pray right now, okay? Ready, begin. Demon, I come in the very name of Jesus, the Son of God, who was incarnated to be a man, who was born of a virgin in Bethlehem, who was raised in Nazareth, who died on the cross for my sins and for the sins of this person that is possessed, who was resurrected from the dead, and who was ascended to the heavens. I come in the name of Jesus, and I command you to command you to
live!
Command you to live!
Please live! Please live!
No. To live.
I command you to live!
Amen.
Speak with authority!
Amen.
Remember, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus.
Amen.
And that authority lives in you, because Christ lives in you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
This is how we overcome the demon. This is how we overcome the enemy. First, what was it? What was it? Do you remember? We have a gift of forgetting. We have a gift of forgetting. So when we hear, we forget right away. So we can preach the same sermon over and over again. All right. What's the last one? Let's go to the last one. Okay. Bible says we should not love our own soul life. You want to overcome the enemy? Listen, Bible says we overcome by not loving our own soul life. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you want to engage in spiritual warfare? Let me ask you this frank question, maybe, okay? Do you want to overcome, engage into real spiritual warfare? And do you really want to overcome the enemy?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Ask your brother. Do you really want to overcome the enemy?
Yes.
Well, you don't want to overcome. Do you really want to overcome? You know what? Okay. If you really want to overcome the enemy, Bible says we need to not love our soul life even to death. Now, we need to pay a price. Listen, if you want to enter into a spiritual warfare, you need to pay a price. You cannot just fight the enemy, right? In the name of Jesus, but then your soul is very much alive. You can't fight like that. Bible says we need to hate our soul. Bible says you want to follow me, you have to deny your soul. Oh, deny your soul and take up the cross and follow me, right?
Yeah.
Remember? So congratulations to the brothers who are being baptized today. You are going to be terminated.
Amen.
Hallelujah for termination.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, because when your soul is terminated, listen, you are ready to fight the enemy. This is what happened. As soon as the sin came in, Satan has entered into our soul. Satan has joined into our soul, and our soul became self. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Our body became flesh, soul became self, and spirit died, right?
Yeah.
But listen, even after you're born again, your soul is still self. You see? So I pray with all my heart for the baptism candidate today. When you go in, when you immerse, when you baptize into water, not only the world will be terminated, but yourself will be terminated. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only you cross the Red Sea, that you will be set free from the world, but you will cross the Jordan River, that you will be set free from your own self.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is then you're ready to face the enemy. And God will use it. Remember, we are corporately one new man, right? That one new man is a one new what? Warrior. We are corporate warrior. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, we are church in Anshan, and God expects us to be a warrior.
Amen.
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 We're not just a bride, but we are warrior.
Amen.
Today, you are going to be baptized, and as soon as you come out of water,
amen,
come out of the Red Sea, you are going to be
amen
warrior.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
And you are going to trample on the scorpions, snakes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is what God expects. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Are you ready for that? You ready?
Amen.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm finished with my message.
Amen.
So we're going to be baptized, amen. So who are being baptized? Would you come up here now?